So censorship is part of what got Charlie Kirk shot and killed. Censorship. And this is a conversation that we need to have. I've been speaking out against censorship for, well, over 10 years now, because I was deplatformed beginning in 2014 from YouTube. Google is arguably the most evil corporation on planet Earth today. And Google engages in extreme censorship of the truth about COVID, the truth about vaccines, censorship of natural cures, censorship of anything that is pro-Trump. Google and YouTube helped rig the election in 2020, and they fought against Trump winning in 2016 and 2024. Google's evil. But it's not just Google. It's Vimeo. It's LinkedIn, which also banned me many years ago. It's Facebook. It's Microsoft. It's almost all the tech giants. They engage in censorship. And the reason that Charlie Kirk was shot and killed, regardless of who you think was behind it, whether you think it's a transgender radical or whether you think it was Mossad, either way, it was because of censorship is the only reason that his speech seemed radical to certain people. In other words, you go to a college campus today, and because of extreme censorship by leftists, censoring all reason and rationality, censoring the truth about transgenderism, mutilation of children, censoring all conservative views, censoring all truth about economics, censoring the truth about history, etc. Because of that, if you go onto a college campus and you say something that is completely normal, like, hey, the Second Amendment wasn't about hunting, it was about shooting tyrants, you know, then, and that's what it was, that's history, then you're going to be called a radical crazy extremist, and there's going to be a bunch of radical left-wing college campus people that want to kill you. Again, it's only because of censorship that the radical left is so offended by truthful speech. And it's why the radical left thinks that speech is violence and why they want to kill anybody who says anything that they disagree with. And that's the way it's been on college campuses now for 15, 20 years. Colleges and universities are no longer bastions of freedom of thought. They're no longer freedom zones. They are indoctrination factories that churn out woke idiots who are, in effect, terrorists now. They want to kill everybody with whom they disagree. And possibly that's what just happened with Charlie Kirk. And I say it's time now in America to dismantle all of those organizations that engage in censorship, that is viewpoint discrimination. Dismantle them, tear them down. In fact, send in the U.S. Marshals, arrest the executives, and prosecute them for violations of civil rights of the American people. If you are Google, if you are Facebook, if you are YouTube, if you're Vimeo, and you engage in viewpoint discrimination, you do not, in my opinion, have the right to operate in the United States of America, a country founded on principles of freedom of speech, and then those principles being further elucidated in the Bill of Rights a few years later, you know, after the signing of the Constitution itself. So if you don't support the First Amendment, if you don't support freedom of speech, if you don't practice it in your business, and if you are maliciously censoring just one side of the conversation, especially if you are in a dominant position as a dominant publisher like the New York Times or a dominant search engine like Google, which has like 98% of the search traffic or something like that, or the dominant social media platform like X, if you censor, you should be dismantled, not allowed to operate, period. By doing that, the radical left would be exposed to some shocking truths. Like, their delusional world would be rattled and shattered. And that's necessary because they're living in a world of insane delusions where they think a man can become a woman. And they think, you know, Trump is Hitler, or, you know, they're suffering from Trump derangement syndrome. And by the way, that's different from when I criticize Trump. I will criticize Trump or praise Trump based on what Trump is doing. On any given week, you know, I might have something positive, I might have something negative, but it's thoughtful and it's rational and I can back it up. When the left criticizes Trump, they're not criticizing him based on any reason. They're just enraged with Trump derangement syndrome because they've been indoctrinated by the radical left-wing sources that censor all opposing views. They censor any positive information about Trump. They do that on purpose to turn leftists, especially left-wing youth, into radical terrorists. And that's all by design, okay? And it's time to end that. It's time to tear down the radical left-wing media that deliberately lie to harm America. They knowingly publish falsehoods about, you know, Hunter Biden's laptop being Russian disinformation. No, they knew that was a lie. They publish lies that are handed over to them by Hillary Clinton or other Democrats, and they republish the lies to harm America or to harm Trump or to harm our economy. They want to hurt America, and they use their dominant positions of a near monopoly on speech in order to achieve that. And that's not what the First Amendment is protecting. You don't get to weaponize your speech against America if you are the dominant paper of record, let's say, the New York Times, that gets automatically high rankings in Google, automatically put into all the news feeds of all the browsers and all the news sources, automatically put into the AI engines, etc. Because the New York Times has the dominant position, it has a special responsibility to avoid viewpoint discrimination, to avoid information that is deliberately harmful to America, and to avoid lying to their own readers and lying to the country. And that's why these established papers like the New York Times or the Washington Post or the LA Times, they need to be held to a much higher standard than a small independent media organization that doesn't have even a tiny fraction of the same reach. And these large platforms like Google, like X, which, by the way, X is still censoring my platform, Brighteon, maliciously censoring it even under Elon, and we've sued X, and they've refused to stop their censorship, by the way, in case you're wondering. We've also sued Google, we've sued Meta, etc. That lawsuit is still pending. It's slowly working its way through the court system. We've sued these organizations and we sued the DOD together. We sued the U.S. government because the U.S. government, especially under Joe Biden, was also engaged in all this censorship. But I believe that these tech companies that have these dominant positions, they also have a special responsibility to avoid censorship and to make sure that both sides of an argument are allowed to be presented. Now, I understand, obviously, you do have to take down like direct threats of violence or illegal, you know, bomb-making instructions or how to make a nuclear weapon in your basement if you're stupid enough to try. But I understand taking that stuff down or stalking videos and snuff videos. I mean, yes, of course, we censor those kinds of videos as well. But those are illegal videos that are a threat to individuals, obviously. So I don't have any disagreement with taking down that kind of information. But what YouTube does is they say that if you criticize vaccines, then that's encouraging self-harm. That's a lie. YouTube is lying. And all these tech giants, especially during COVID, they would say, well, we don't allow you to post anything that contradicts the CDC. Well, the CDC is a criminal organization run by demons. And the CDC was lying. They knew they were lying. The FDA was lying. Fauci was lying. Fauci is a terrorist, a bioweapons terrorist. And so what Google was saying and what Meta was saying, what YouTube was saying, is that you're only allowed to speak on YouTube if you parrot the positions of a bioterrorist. That's still the official position on YouTube. YouTube is a terrorism hub of true misinformation that is deliberately designed to harm Americans and to achieve depopulation, to kill people. And that's a crime in my mind. That's why YouTube executives should be arrested and prosecuted. They are engaged in a criminal conspiracy to harm humanity right now. And through censorship, they silence the voices of truth and reason that are trying to help humanity. Now, people out there may or may not agree with what I have to say, But you certainly can't disagree with the fact that I say these things because I have compassion for humanity. I care about my fellow human beings, and I care about people of all races and religions and colors and ethnicities, and I speak up for the children of Gaza. And I defend even members of Islam against religious discrimination. And I speak up for gun rights for black people, for example, etc. I even defend gun rights for, you know, non-felony transgenders. If you happen to be a transgender, it doesn't mean that your Second Amendment rights are instantly violated. That's crazy. I don't support red flag laws against anybody. And each person has to be judged based on their actions when it comes to, you know, gun rights. So don't say that I'm someone who is, you know, discriminatory against any of these groups. No, I support free speech for everyone. But I do not support censorship and the weaponization of censorship in order to try to harm people. I mean, I'm operating out of good faith. I may not be 100% correct, but I am trying to be correct. I'm trying to help people. I'm trying to empower and uplift humanity. I'm trying to give people the tools and the knowledge that they need to be healthier, that they need to be more wise, that they need to survive the financial collapse that's happening in real time. I am working in good faith. The corporate media is working in bad faith. They know what they're doing. They know they're harming people. They know they're lying. They know they're evil. And they love it. They celebrate it. They know that when they advocate abortion, that they're advocating the murdering of unborn human babies. They know it and they love it because they're demons, okay? They love child sacrifice rituals. That's why they love vaccines also. It's abortion, vaccines, depopulation, birth control, whatever. Anything that can reduce the number of humans on the planet, they love it. Because they, the big corporate media and big tech, they are operating in bad faith. They despise humanity. They despise truth. They despise America. They despise liberty. They are evil. And they need to be dismantled and taken down. Absolutely dismantled. You are no longer allowed to broadcast. Boom. Goodbye, CNN. Goodbye, ABC, CBS, NBC. All lies. Nothing but false propaganda designed to harm and controlled by globalist narratives that are themselves designed to rip this country apart. You want to save America? You got to detox from the poison. The poison is big media and big tech. The New York Times is poison. Google is poison. Meta, Facebook, Zuckerberg, poison, poison, poison. Bill Gates, mosquito-borne poison, you know, food supply poison, mRNA poison. These people, in my view, are mass murderers. And that's why it's so frustrating that Trump invites them to the White House, has them over for dinner, celebrating some of the worst mass murderers, some of the worst criminals, you know, the CEO of Google, etc. Unbelievably evil criminal, in my view, who should be arrested and prosecuted. I wish Trump would invite them to the White House and put them in handcuffs. But instead, he's sitting down to do business with them. You see, I criticize Trump too. But I criticize Trump from the perspective of wanting Trump to do better, wanting Trump to help put America on track and arrest the criminals, prosecute the criminals. That should include Fauci, for God's sake. Where are the arrests of James Comey and John Brennan and Hillary Clinton? Where are the arrests of these people that committed treason? Where are the arrests of the people that rigged the 2020 election, that knowingly cheated and stole and harmed America? Where are those arrests, by the way? I mean, that's a different podcast, but you and I are both running out of patience for that. But I say the arrests need to be expanded, and if they aren't, you're going to see more conservatives like Charlie Kirk shot and killed in America because the left uses violence and uses censorship to silence everybody they don't like. And the left-wing media and left-wing tech giants, they advocate, they support the indoctrination of leftists who become these terrorists. And also, I should mention, if you think that Israel killed Charlie Kirk, which is a viable theory, I mean, Charlie Kirk was beginning to wake up and to question Israel and question the genocide, question Gaza, etc. Well, remember, Israel wants censorship in America. Israel's pressuring all the platforms to banish any speech that's critical of Israel. That's also censorship. That's right-wing censorship. Whereas the left wants, of course, radical left-wing censorship. Both of them are bad. The ADL is just as evil as any other organization that's calling for censorship. We have the right to criticize Israel. And we have the right to criticize the transgenderism push. We have the right to criticize the Marxists that are in the schools that are indoctrinating our children. And yes, those people themselves also have the right to go online and, you know, regurgitate their Marxist ideas. But we will counter them. We will counter them with reason. And we will win. And that's why they hate us so much. That's why they want to shoot conservatives, because they can never beat an informed conservative in a debate. Charlie Kirk proved that again and again. And just for the record, I don't agree with everything Charlie Kirk said, especially when he was shilling for Israel for many years. I absolutely disagreed with that. But in his death, I have come to find out more about Charlie Kirk and how he was really waking up. He was beginning to question Israel and Jewish donors and their role in pushing cultural Marxism. I mean, these are quotes right out of Charlie Kirk's mouth. He was waking up, and some people believe that's why he was killed, by the way. I mean, I don't know. We don't know yet. It's too early to tell. But I'm gaining more respect for Charlie Kirk after his death than I had for him before his death, and I'm regretful that that's the case. I wish I had known him better before his death. But, you know, his demographic and my demographic are not the same. We're a generation apart. I wasn't really in his world, and he wasn't in mine, etc. But I've gained more respect for him after his passing, and it's important to understand that censorship is part of the reason why Charlie Kirk was assassinated. And I think that in Charlie's memory, we should do everything we can to end radical left-wing censorship and radical right-wing censorship. We should end censorship. We should make it illegal to censor based on viewpoint discrimination in America. And if you're a company that censors users based on what they're saying about vaccines or what they're saying about politics or what they're saying about money or what they're saying about globalism or depopulation agendas, if you are censoring, then you should be arrested. And especially the large platforms and the large publishers, they have a special responsibility, as I said, and they should be subjected to even tighter scrutiny over these very issues. So that's my take on it. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for listening. God bless America. Thank you for your support. I'm here every day fighting for humanity and fighting for freedom, fighting for survival, fighting for knowledge, and I appreciate your support. You can follow me on Brighteon.com. You can use our free AI engine, Enoch, that's at Brighteon.ai. And if you would like the world's cleanest, most heavily scrutinized foods and superfoods, organics, storable foods, nutritional supplements, personal care products, ultra clean, no toxic fragrances, no garbage, shop with us at HealthRangerStore.com. Thank you for listening. Take care.
Stock up on the long-term storable Ranger Bucket Set. 536 servings of clean organic superfoods for your survival pantry. Certified organic and lab tested for purity. Order now at HealthRangerStore.com.